All major indices were sharply down in early trading on Wall Street as the market digested the monthly report. Hopes of a reduction in the inflation rate dashed as prices continued to rise. Groceries are up by 12.2% over the year, rents by 5.8%. Car prices have increased by 11.4%, and in the largest increase, the cost of air travel has risen by 34%. All these attributed to Americans spending more as they emerge from the pandemic shutdown.
I'm feeling it. Food. I never seen it this bad.
I've been noticing household products have really shot up to the ceiling. I mean, honestly, like things that was like $1.99, you're going out, they're like $6, you know, and things like, but you need it.
Good morning.
At a meeting of House Republicans, it's made clear these figures will be the cudgel to beat Democrats in the November election.
New polling found that nearly 60% of Americans say the federal government under Democrat one-party rule is to blame for today's economic crisis.
The latest statistics came just hours after President Biden left on a trip to the Mideast, but he's been quick to strike back in a statement, saying that while the inflation reading is unacceptably high, it's also out of date.
President Biden says the data does not reflect the true impact of the decreases in gas prices over the last nearly 30 days. The price at the pump has dropped by some 40 cents a gallon since mid-June.
The president also argues that the report does not reflect the drop in core inflation, a long-term projection that excludes items subject to volatile price changes like food and energy. Some experts agree the data is confusing.
We've got some signs that the labor market is incredibly robust with a large increase in hiring, according to some surveys, and a low unemployment rate. On the other hand, we have other concerns that the economy is slowing down based on slow economic growth.
All eyes now on the Federal Reserve, with economists predicting that another increase in interest rates is inevitable. It's a double-edged weapon. While designed to reduce inflation in the long term, in the short term, an interest hike is likely to fuel it. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.